Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. From Eric Maria Remarque's All Quiet on the Western Front to Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried, the combat novel takes its readers right into the action, into the horrors of war. Well, according to a lot of the critics, what Remarque did for World War I and O'Brien did for Vietnam, the recent novel The Yellow Birds has done for Iraq. Author Kevin Powers served in Iraq in 2004 and 2005. In The Yellow Birds, Powers traces the story of 21-year-old Army Private John Bartle after he's returned from serving in Al-Tafar in Iraq. And Powers explained to us how his service influenced Bartle's story.
The specific events of the story are imagined. I mean, it's entirely a work of fiction, but the internal life of the narrator certainly parallels my experience to a certain degree. I had many of the same questions and concerns that he has, experienced similar shades of sort of loneliness and regret, and you know, that was really the kind of the core of what I was trying to talk about in the book.
There are sort of the moral questions and the internal questions. But then in this book, there's also a lot of stark realism that I was struck by, bringing me, us, the readers, right into combat in a very real and gritty way. Soldiers on amphetamines rubbing Tabasco sauce in their eyes, staying up all night shooting at people they don't know if they're civilians or soldiers. There is a realism to it that is jarring.
Right, and particularly given the kind of the register and the tenor of the language of his reflections, I wanted those moments to stand in really stark relief and to be unadorned in that way, so that it would hopefully be jarring in that way and be surprising and unsettling. And I mean, I think there's a way in which we become inured to these images of violence and the understanding that it's going on because we're exposed to it. So one of the challenges for me was to try to find a way to make that unsettling again, you know, and it seemed that just by stripping everything away from those scenes of violence and distress would be a way that I could hopefully reintroduce people to the real suffering and violence that's taking place in places like that around the world.
Kevin Powers is author of Yellow Birds, a fictional memoir. It's a novel, but in a way a fictional memoir of the war in Iraq. Kevin, what about your own service? You went to the Army in 2004, is that right? You went to Iraq in 2004?
That's right, yeah, early 2004. Yeah, and I was a machine gunner for a combat engineer platoon. Our primary responsibilities were looking for the roadside bombs, the IEDs. Yeah, we were kept very busy, as you can probably imagine. I mean, we had a lot of missions there, pretty much constant. The mental exhaustion I describe in the book is something that I experienced firsthand. And trying to communicate that to people who want to understand that experience on an individual scale and a human scale was something that felt really important to me.
Trying to put the reader in a place of experiencing the boredom, the horror, the realism of combat is something other authors have done. And critics are putting you up there right away with books like A Farewell to Arms or The Red Badge of Courage, classics on personal realism of combat. It might be too early to ask you if you think the comparisons are apt, but it's quite a place to be.
Well, of course, it's gratifying and flattering, but thankfully I don't feel the need to be accountable to the comparisons that other people make. So, yeah.
No, and you shouldn't. And yet, those are books that are classics for that very reason, for putting the reader in combat with a sense of realism, a way that doesn't allow the reader to be at arm's length from war in a way that so many other media do.
That's true. And I mean, I think that's one. I mean, obviously, understanding the big picture, understanding the kind of political ramifications, that's essential, absolutely essential. But there is something that the imagination can do, that imaginative literature can do, like novels and poems, to give people a connection, again, on this kind of person-to-person basis where you're seeing, hopefully, what it's like to be a person in these extraordinary circumstances and just how difficult it can be.
Those other books that I mentioned that
people inevitably make the comparison now, the Red Badge of Courage, the Civil War, Farewell Arms, World War One. Have you learned anything through reading those books or reviewing them, some of the critical differences between the war in Iraq and those previous wars that have been written about? Of course, technology is different, and in another way, they say all war is the same. It's hell. How do you think you can differentiate between this modern warfare experience and maybe the wars of the past?
Well, you know, I think in there are certain aspects of the experience that probably are universal. The fear, the sort of emotional intensity, that probably doesn't change from war to war. But I think the differences start appearing when you think about the kind of involvement of the nation as a whole, the degree to which the nation is either involved or not involved, whether or not the cause is just. I mean, that's a real question that I think makes a difference in I mean, not only in our kind of national consciousness, but also in the minds of the soldiers who are asked to fight. You know, it matters whether you know, for instance, my grandfather, as awful as his war experience was, the cause was clearly just. That hasn't always been the case over the last, say, 40 to 50 years.
And many people think in this case, of course, as history is writing the history of the Iraq War, that the justness of the cause is certainly in question, to say the least. I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about before we let you go, Kevin Powers. I have never been in combat myself. One thing that happens on Capitol Hill in the political world where I work is that soldiers from Walter Reed Army Medical Center come around every day mm-hmm. and are given tours by the tour guides. They wheel around and they go around on their crutches. Lawmakers come up and sign their casts and sign autographs and pieces of paper for them. Many of these soldiers, of course, are missing limbs or have had TBIs, traumatic brain injuries,
right.
maimed in various ways. And they meet the politicians who, in many cases, voted to send them into those very wars. It breaks your heart to see it from a distance, and it happens every day.
You know, I think for me, when I reflect on my experience and the people that I served with, the vast majority of people who serve do so with honorable intentions, the best intentions. They do so because they care about their family and their neighbors and their community and their country. And I just wish that our politicians would reflect on the great sacrifice these people are willing to make before they ask them to make it.
And one wonders every time they sign an autograph if those politicians are reflecting on those decisions. One does indeed. And you have to reflect on those decisions if you read The Yellow Birds by Kevin Powers. It is a fictional war memoir, a novel that takes you right inside combat in the worst way in the war in Iraq and the aftermath. Kevin Powers, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, on this particular day, this Memorial Day, we want to thank Kevin Powers for his service, and we want to thank all of those who serve on this Memorial Day. Thank you. If you want to catch up on that conversation or listen back to anything else on the show, you can check us out, as always, at thetakeaway.org. Our number, 8778-MY-TAKE, is a place for you to share your stories or weigh in on whatever you might have heard or what you would like to hear on the program. We always want to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your day off and your Memorial Day. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.